In all of Alaska's huge landscapes, Baranof Island just doesn't seem that big. It's the eighth largest island in Alaska, just over 1,500 square miles, about half the size of Kodiak. The tallest peaks top out at something over 5,000 feet. Since it's only 100 miles long as the crow flies, how come someone couldn't knock out this hike in a week? What are we missing?
There's weather, too.
This is Eric Speck. He is the yin in this duo.
There's weather, which just has just a tremendous impact on how quickly you can move and when you can move. And
Dan Evans is the yang. This is how he recalls their descent off a ridge into Big Branch Bay in the South Baranof Wilderness during a torrential downpour.
The valley down there was flooding. Just the rivers were flooding into the brush and everything like that. We had to cross this river late at night. And Eric kept wanting to cross this one spot. It looked like the only place, but I didn't like it. We'd go out halfway, we'd come back. We'd go out halfway, we'd come back. And then it was like, we got to do it. So we locked arms and crossed the river. And as we're crossing, I started feeling my legs kind of picking up off the bottom. The next thing I know, Eric peeled off of me, and I saw his red rain jacket go down the river as I was already swimming for the cut bank on the side of the river.
This may sound like foolhardiness to you, but Evans and Speck have been taking calculated risks together for a long time. They first crossed Baranof Island together, east to west, about 20 years ago, where they hatched the idea for the north to south journey, and have had some adventures along the way, like summiting Denali. But Baranof Island, unlike Denali, is trackless, peak after peak, unbroken and mostly unexplored, for 100 miles, mostly unexplored by humans, that is. Speck says they did have help from what he calls game wisdom.
If you're on a really steep, something that looks like a cliff, and you're looking down, you can't quite see the bottom, but there's a goat trail or a bear trail or a deer trail going down it, yeah, we know that they're probably not going to go down it if there's no way down.
Their preferred trails are made by deer. Goats choose routes that are too steep, and brown bear trails are unsettling, according to Evans.
Sometimes bear trails end up being tunnels through the brush. Mm-hmm. We've crawled through those in the dark. I remember sticking,
in the rain.
I remember sticking my hand in a pile of fresh bear crap and just turning around to Eric and saying, bear crap.
The pair often saw brown bears, but had only one threatening encounter with a large boar they believed they startled from sleep. Another time, in Whale Bay, a menacing bear forced them to break camp and paddle inflatable kayaks late at night back to Evans' anchored boat. It was an experience they'll never forget.
And the phosphorescence in the water that night was better than I've ever seen in my life. And we paddled, and the glow off of the kayaks was awesome. And it was in the fall, September, and the pink salmon were coming in. And you'd paddle across a school of pink salmon, and it'd be like a lightning storm in the water.
The Whale Bay leg was a day trip, about 16 hours of hiking, to connect the dots, Evan says, between the longer legs of the journey, which were complicated by every imaginable setback, from cliffs to whiteouts to food rationing. A well-known story from the very first leg of their journey took place when they grossly underestimated how long it would take to hike between Silver Bay and Avos Lake. They predicted 2, but it took 6. By the last day, they were down to a single pack of hot chocolate between them. These circumstances would test any relationship. Eric Speck says that he and Evans are a good team because neither wants to give up and neither wants to die.
We're not making choices that put our lives in jeopardy in general. I mean, if we think something is sketchy, and you know, we've got like a gauge where, you know, okay, if we slip or we mess up here, we can get hurt, but we're not going to die. And so
that's how we define sketchy.
Yeah. So,
it's like, you know, if we can get hurt here, but you probably won't die. Okay. Yeah.
At roughly 1.5 miles an hour, Speck and Evans estimate that they hiked around 600 miles, traversing ridges, peaks, and valleys to cover the 100-mile length of Baranof in 32 days. Evans says that now that there's a route, someone might be able to do it faster if they had 10 perfect days. Probably not going to happen. You're better off learning how to camp like a Southeast Alaskan.
Take all your clothes off that's soaked, and you just flop them down on the ground with a big foam.
Outside the tent.
Outside the tent. And then in the morning, you got to put that stuff back on.
And lastly, you've got to know how to build a fire in the rain. Evans and Speck say that your body will warm up your wet clothes, but there's no help for wet feet and boots but a big fire every day. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.